In a state with an enormous coastline, 1,200 miles of it, Florida, you would think, has to be vigilant about sea levels and the effects of global warming. But in Florida, home of Disney World, some aspects of reality can be stretched, apparently, to accommodate Florida politics. Climate change may be a case in point. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection says that any assertion that employees have been banned from using the words global warming or climate change is completely false. That's right, completely false. But Florida's Center for Investigative Reporting says that's what DEP employees are telling them. They're actually banned from using those words. Christopher Byrd was Assistant General Counsel for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection from 2008 to 2013. Christopher, were you under any kind of a ban?
Yes. So actually, after Rick Scott became governor and appointed the new secretary to the Department of Environmental Protection, our supervisors in the Office of General Counsel called a staff meeting and instructed the lawyers that if we wanted to keep our jobs, we wouldn't use terms like global warming, sustainability, or sea level rise.
And so that's actually consistent with the Florida Department's statement that there is no ban. It's completely false because it was just delivered to you verbally.
It was not written. That is true. There's no official ban, I believe. However, those words were highly discouraged from being used and actually scrubbed from reports and presentations that staff was making and had delivered.
Well, I can't resist characterizing it this way, but I gather that this would amount to a chilling effect on talk about global warming.
Very much so. At that time, I represented the Coral Reef Conservation Program in Miami. And when you're trying to conserve the continental United States' only coral reef tract, you have to identify and realize the effects that global warming, ocean acidification, and sea level rise are having on our coral reefs.
So how would you even talk about this? I mean, would you go, I mean, what would you say when you came to talking about global warming?
Well, the employees in that program did relate to me times where they were addressing the public and trying to do public outreach and education and would simply say, we understand that global warming is an issue, but we are not allowed to go there. It was very transparent.
And what did people who you dealt with who are sophisticated about the questions of, you know, sea level rise and actually have a stake in this, what did they think about your behavior?
The behavior was not so surprising for folks that were familiar with Rick Scott's politics here in Florida. You know, when he first came into office, there were mass layoffs of senior scientists and experts within the Department of Environmental Protection statewide.
Now, if I were to call the DEP and run by that statement, what do you think they would say, that the DEP was under Rick Scott helping the polluters and violators?
Oh, no, they would never agree to that. They would say that they did, in fact, change to a compliance assistance regime rather than an enforcement regime. That's been their policy since 2011. And the numbers show since that time that the number of active cases that the Office of General Counsel has opened has plummeted.
And you're a lawyer, right, Christopher Byrd?
Yes, I am.
So pretty amazing. Just get rid of global warming just by erasing the words. That's pretty astounding.
Well, it wasn't so astounding because it didn't get rid of global warming.
Christopher Byrd, Assistant General Counsel for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection from 2008 to 2013. Christopher, thanks so much.
Thank you.